Blog Talk Radio.
Cybersecurity expert Charles Kendall.
Systemic failures that brought their whole systems down.
Charles Kendall, he's a certified ethical hacker.
Your emails, it turns out, are not nearly as private as you think.
Show really how vulnerable we are.
Charles Kendall, who deals with hackers all the time, says,
if you have to ask yourself, is this right? It probably isn't.
Welcome. What's going on, guys? We got it right that time. Welcome once again into the Charles Tendell Show. Hopefully you know where you are and you know what this is all about. If not, head over to thecharlestendellshow.com. And while you're there, like, subscribe, share, and do all that other fantastic stuff that you do online at thecharlestendellshow.com. And if you've got questions, the lines are open today on the Charles Tendell Show. And you can call in 1-844-9-HACKER. That number again, 1-844-9-HACKER. I'll get you on and get you involved in the conversation, so you can get up to date as to what's going on the show. And for those of you who like to join this show on every single day on your drive at 5 out at New Bern's News Talk, thank you for being here. I love talking to you guys. I love getting more information from you. I love interacting with you. It's all fun stuff. And if you missed it, you can go over to thecharlestendellshow.com. And while you're there, you can catch up on all the fun stuff we do on the show. So yesterday we talked about software piracy, and we talked about what happens to your personal data or your family member's personal data in the event of your death. And it brought up some interesting notions, some things that worry me a little bit, or at least bring up some interesting concepts out there. One of those being that most people around the world have life insurance, right? We have insurance on different things in the case of what happens, but nobody stops for a second to think, what happens if something happens to me? How do I make sure that all of that pertinent business information that's in my account, how does that actually get to the people that need it after the fact? So I did some research, and I did some calling, and I went looking into a couple of different things. And it turns out that Facebook is kind of leading the charge in this. So if you're interested, Facebook gives you the ability to be able to tag somebody else, a friend, a family member, to give them emergency access to your account if necessary. Now, this is definitely going to have to be somebody you're going to have to trust wholeheartedly, or you're going to get, you know, that relationship fizzles out and suddenly your personal information is all over the internet and you can, you know, just kiss it all goodbye. But it does show that we have to give somebody somewhere the ability to get into this stuff. Now, it's not saying that you won't have access to it later. You know, you can give me a call again, number 1-844-9-HACKER, or you can go out there and you can try and find somebody who's going to get you into this account after the fact. You can call people like Facebook. You can call Gmail. You can do all that other stuff. And then you get entered into their queue where you're waiting and you're trying to figure out what they're going to do. And you're going to sit there for however long it's going to take to just hope and pray that they're going to do something like that. So the best bet in anything, and I say this on the show all the time, from ransomware to virus attacks to backups to whatever it is, if you're worried about that, it's better to be prepared ahead of time than to have to scramble and get it done in the back end. Now, if it's something like an email account, something like a Gmail account, and we're assuming that two-factor authentication isn't enabled on this account, there are different ways you can go about that. Facebook being the biggest culprit of all of it, if two-factor isn't authorized on that account and you know a good deal about this person, you might actually be able to work it so that you get their passwords and you can get in to those accounts, because you never know what's stored in there. But that was just kind of an afterthought from yesterday on the Charles Tendell Show. If you want to get it, go over to thecharlestendellshow.com, like it, subscribe, share it, do all that other facts, all that fun stuff. Oh, by the way, iTunes, TuneIn, Stitcher, SoundCloud, Spotify, TuneIn Radio, you name it, it's out there. If you want to catch the show and you don't want to listen to it live every single day, you can find it. So like I said earlier, the phone lines are open for the Charles Tendell Show. And look, the lines are going strong out here. So if you got questions, I want to get them answered for you. That number, 1-844-9-HACKER, will get you on and get you involved in the conversation. And it looks like we're going to go to Texas this time on the Charles Tendell Show. We got Elizabeth from Texas wondering what you can do, what you